Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You hold the end of your pee-pee skin together like a sandwich, and you pee like you're holding your thumb over the end of a water hose. You've come to the right podcast. Yeah, buddy, this is the Brohio podcast. This is the one and only amazing duo. I'm Nick.
And I'm Rob. Hi.
The people call me Delicious Nickalicious because, yeah, when you bite into me, it's like getting a mouthful of Neapolitan ice cream.
That's fun.
Little pink, little white, little brown. Yeah. That's what it's like tasting me.
But it's really pink.
Lick me from the back to the front. A lot of pink.
How pink is it, baby?
I be barbecuing. Lay me on the smoker. I get that smoke ring.
Got them burn ins.
I got that pink ring on the back.
Pink in the center, but them ends is burnt.
I got that brown round in the back. You know what I'm saying? We're so happy to have you guys along here, and this is a good opportunity to say, hey, you know what? Let's relax for a couple hours together. Let's unwind. Being an adult, being a grown up, having our responsibilities, it's fucking tough. You know, It's hard. It ain't easy. Nothing's cheap anymore. Everything's expensive. Your parents are like, why don't you buy a house? Well, they're not $10,000 anymore, fucktoid.
Yeah.
Can't buy a house. I can barely afford to live. Barely afford to pay attention. But you know what? You're here with us. You're in good company. We're going to take good care of you. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you feel good because you're special. You're important. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You're handsome. God, you've got a strong handshake. And we're happy to have you here.
Yeah. Your parents may not love you, but we do.
Your parents are fucking lames.
Your two dads right here that are talking to you right now, we love you, and we are proud of you,
of the
person you became.
We are the dads.
Yeah.
And that's the nicest way to say it. We're better than your dad.
Just call us daddy.
We're better than your dad at kickball.
That was weird.
We're better at woodworking than your dad.
Yeah.
We're better at drywall than your dad.
Mm-hmm.
We cook better than your dad.
Better at fucking your mom than your dad is. Hell yeah, brother.
We don't shave our balls in your shower and leave the hair laying there like your dad.
We don't wash our fucking asses with the same bar of soap you use to wash your face with.
Dad. And we're not gay like your dad. So there's that. We might be gay. I don't know.
The jury's still out on that.
Let's hop into these Patreon subscribers. I got a weird one right at the top here. Squirrel Squeezer. That was my nickname in college growing up. They called me Squirrel Squeezer.
Squirrel Squeezer.
I can't really, you know, we can only say certain things on this show. Some things we got to keep held back. But I cannot tell you the story of why they called me Squirrel Squeezer.
Squirrel Squeezer. That's a fucking good-ass name,
Thanks
man.
For becoming a Patreon subscriber, Mr. or Mrs. Squirrel Squeezer.
Looks like the next one is Craig Boel.
Craig.
Boel. well.
You have honestly the prettiest mouth I've ever seen. Thank you for being here, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Josh Williams, very common, mundane, boring name. But Josh, I tell you what, your name may be boring, but you're not, buddy. We're happy to have you here. Thanks for joining us here on the show.
Next, looks like it says actual Iran. So thank you for the country of Iran.
Actuarian, I think, is...
No, it's actual Iran.
Actually Iran.
It's actually
it's
Iran.
Someone saying, I am actually from Iran. I don't think they're allowed to have Ohio there.
Actuarian, thank you very much.
Jacob LDG, long dick guy. Jacob, thanks for being here. Yeah. We really appreciate you, buddy.
Melly Fun. That's fun.
Melly. Melly is fun.
Yeah.
Melly's not smelly.
That's what I've heard.
Melly is fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, Melly. How about Kira W? Not Kira, T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. We got Kira W here on the show. Thanks for being here.
Bigfoot's Bojangles. Hell yeah.
Got him a big old sausage.
Big old danglers.
Big old crotch tonsils hanging down there, if you know what I mean. How about Bradley K2, as in the spice? He's a drug dealer. Bradley, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you. We love you. Got a good sized sausage on you. Know that. Thanks for being here, Brad.
And last but not least, we got the always lovely Stephanie Brissino. Brissino?
You know, the profile picture's really, really small. Either looks like she's a stage dancer or she's overdosed on heroin. I can't tell. But Steph, you're killer. Steph B, thanks for being here. We're so thankful for you. And if you would like to join us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/BroHioPodcast. Where you get, for $1, you get your name read, and you get all the ad-free content, and you get to join us for the live Zooms before and after the show. Talk to us face-to-face.
See if you can beat a better name than Squirrel Squeezer. That's pretty good name.
We strip down to our bare skin. We give each other oatmeal baths on those Zoom calls. So yeah. It's
pretty fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes we even use our own milk.
We do. I'm milking right now.
Yeah. We make our own.
I saw a guy the other day sitting on the side, creepy ass looking motherfucker. Cold out too.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the middle of the country, like the middle of a country road going to work. Got a blue barrel turned upside down and it said farm honey. And he was sitting in a chair with a sign. Huh? He looked like the creepy dude from Poltergeist.
Oh, just yeah. Like, nice.
Creepy motherfucker. And I said, if he's out tomorrow, I'm stopping to see if he is real or not. Because I think this is a setup for something I want to get into. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he was not there the next day, but he was peddling the farm honey.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if that was code word for pussy, or like if you wanted someone to...
He just wanted to watch someone fuck his wife.
Even better off, like, cuck, like a, I think they call them cuckers or some shit, like cuckolders.
Cucks.
Yeah, like a sign like that.
Yeah, the closest thing I ever got to seeing that was... there was this crackhead in the hood standing on top of an ATM machine yelling at people.
Hell yeah, he was, dude. Fuck yeah.
It was like one of these random ATM machines like out in the middle of a parking lot.
Fucking know anymore, dude.
Oh man. West Side of Dayton's crazy.
You think Dayton's crazy? How about Japan?
Let's fucking get into it.
In Tokyo. Headline, it says Tokyo man, 74 years old. An ex-wife held for brainwashing girl and sexual assault scheme.
Oh, shit.
Nasty, nasty fuckers.
Damn.
Tokyo police on Tuesday arrested a polyamorous 74-year-old man and one of his ex-wives for allegedly brainwashing an adolescent girl with a view to sexually assault her.
Ooh.
Hirohito Shibuya and his ex-wife, Shiaki, 43 years old. I feel like I got those right.
Pretty close, man.
Both of those people were really close to defeating Ninja Turtles when I was a child. Yeah. But they've been arrested on suspicion of attempting to commit constructive forcible sexual intercourse,
ooh,
a crime that takes advantage of a victim when they are unconscious or in no state to resist, according to investigators. He has denied the charges, while Chiaki, the woman, has maintained her silence. Shibuya, the man, is Shredder's brother, was arrested Tuesday in connection with an incident that took place on December 12th last year at his home in the city of Higashiyamato. Here in America, we only know about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And this is not one of those. This is Higashiyamato in western Tokyo, where he lives with his current wife and 8 of his ex-wives.
Oh, fuck.
Including Chiaka. Ooh. As well as 3 children, investigators said.
They have only 3 children and all them wives?
Ain't much going on in that fucking boring ass house. Watching fucking Wheel of Fortune ain't much else.
Do they watch that there?
He and Chiaka are suspected of showing the girl images of aliens over the course of several hours Chiaka invited her to their home with the promise that she could consult a genuine fortune teller.
Man, if someone's playing me hours worth of alien footage, I'm fucking.
How about alien pictures? And we're all done with that. We can talk to a fortune teller.
Man. That's going to be like offering me a hot dog.
Right.
I'm in.
Yeah, you had me in at the first part.
You had me in hot dog and fortune teller. Shibuya then told the girl that she, quote, would be abducted by aliens unless she entered into a relationship with him. The girl believed him and promised to visit again, but her family and friends persuaded her to go to the police instead. In 2006, Shibuya was convicted of trying to force another woman into joining his multiple wife family. I got all I can handle with the titties I'm dealing with right now. I got one wife, one life, baby. Don't need 8 of them motherfuckers.
There you go.
I'm trying to mollywop the one I got. Trying to put it to sleep.
Trying to split that split.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into that. Trying to get in that crevice.
Trying to split that slit. That's so dirty.
Dude, my, like her friends know she doesn't like to be hugged.
Mm-hmm.
That's her, she just doesn't fucking like to.
Yeah.
They don't fuck with her.
But, sure.
I'm hands on, you know,
right.
I get in there and today she slept in her neck wrong. Her neck's all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her one of them little fucking licky, licky nipple bite, neck bites.
Yeah.
And she always gets, you know, gets excited.
Mm-hmm.
She fucking threw her neck to the side, about blew her fucking, about killed her ass.
Gave her whiplash.
About killed her ass, dude. I felt bad.
Blew out her L1.
Yeah. You know, I have to do a little update here. Last week I talked about my parents' intention.
I was going to ask you about it, but tell a story.
My parents' intentions to chop up my childhood love seat in my childhood bedroom. It's been a long time since I've been in that bedroom, but I do know, I am fairly certain I had some pornography stuffed up in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, flash forward to Sunday, I started getting some text messages from my daddy. He sent me a picture. So
did he listen to the episode prior to?
I don't think he did. Okay. He only listens during the summertime.
Gotcha. Whenever he's driving to. Okay.
And he sent me a picture. It said, "Cat's trying to help me." And it was the cat on top of all the foam from inside the couch.
There's so much foam.
Because it wasn't like, he said when he cut it open, it wasn't like regular foam. It was tiny dog kibble pieces of foam, just millions and millions of pieces. So he kept this couch open and the motherfucker just went everywhere.
It's like beanbag. It's like a beanbag, yeah.
It was like a pinata.
Yeah.
But not only was this pinata full of foam, he said this couch was stuffed to the brim with used condoms.
There was one in the picture.
The cat was stepping over a condom, man. But the best, I tried to act like I couldn't see the condom. There was a fucking 1992 era remote control laying there. And I said, "Oh man, I've been looking all over for that remote." And he texted me back. He said it was inside the love seat. And I mean the love seat. But you know what? That love seat saw.
Oh man.
I'm innocent. Cuz my brother took over that space after me. But then my dad, I talked to him later on about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's last night. He said, "I don't know if there's more used ones or unused ones in it." Fuck.
Like, well, the unused ones weren't mine.
Yeah, bring those back. Those are worth a lot of money.
Like, I was fucking.
Yeah, man, I don't even know how to, you gotta have like a special kind of glove to put a condom on. I don't even know how to put a condom on anymore.
Right?
What the fuck is a condom? Yeah, so that was the update you guys are all looking for. I know people are hanging at the edge of their seats like, did he cut up the couch?
Mm-hmm.
He did, and he found some pornography, and he found...
I was going to say, did he mention finding porn, or did he just keep it?
Yeah, I think he might have kept it, but I think he was pretty grossed out by the used condoms.
Yeah, naturally.
I told you guys in the last episode I was worried about that couch coming to life.
Mm-hmm.
And just being like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Just slivering, just fucking dragging its ass like a slug out of that attic. But you know what? My dad definitely got a big old mouthful of asbestos getting that thing up. Happy to have him here with us. Let's say thank you to the subscribers, or the say thank you to our sponsors.
Sponsors, there you go.
Here at the Brohio Podcast.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, and we're back. How special was that for everybody? So anything going on? Anything new in your life, man? Anything cool? I feel like we haven't hooked up in a while. It's been a week and a half. The schedules have been pretty crazy.
Yeah, they have been weird.
You blew your back out.
You blew it out. Yeah.
How's it feeling now?
I'm good now. Yeah. A couple days I got over it. No big deal.
Tough ass dude.
Yep.
Tougher than nails.
Yep. I'm fucking sore from working out for the first time in like 16 years yesterday. So
felt good though, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. It feels good. Good.
Let's start power. Let's get juice, dude. Start shooting up roids and hell lifting. Yeah. If you want to, I got a bad heart. I'll die quick, but we can probably get a few workouts in.
I'm down.
You want to start shooting the juice and stuff?
Fuck yeah.
I want to be one of those guys that come up to me at the gym like, you all natural? I'll be like, fuck no, I'm not. Get out of my fucking face.
Fucking juice to the gills.
Look
boy.
How small my balls are. Look at my balls.
I don't need my balls for any reason right now.
You thought my balls were small before.
They could be small. That's fine.
Y'all, no, God said, God blessed me with a big, good-sized sack. So
I'll say my dream in life is to have a very normal wiener and super tiny balls. That's my goal.
I'm trying to dirty talk my wife. I'm just think about how big my balls are. Big old balls. We're talking about movie conspiracies and movie theory, the movie theater theories. Dude, movie theories is a hard word to say because you program to say movie theaters.
Yeah.
Movie theories.
Whoa. Yeah, that is weird.
Caught you.
Yeah, movie theories. You got to think about it.
Can you say that 10 times fast?
No.
Also, I don't know if you like me.
I do.
I don't know if you like me putting your dirty laundry out there, but you showed up with some love nibbles today.
Yeah, thanks. No. Yeah, she fucking bit me last night.
Rob, his wife bit him on the neck. It looks like a hickey.
Yeah, we weren't even having like It was before fun time, so we weren't even doing anything.
This is like you're cooking a fucking meatloaf or something.
Yeah, she just went, ah. So my skin's really sensitive.
As soon as he sat down, I said, you got a fucking hickey. He's like, she bit me, bro.
Yeah.
Shut me down.
My skin's all sensitive because I'm
a wild woman.
I exfoliate and lotion myself. So
that's good, man. It makes you soft.
That's what's wrong with my wiener.
We were eating at Skyline today, which is like a chili dog place here in Ohio. It's fucking awful, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
And the bread was so soft, it was like powder. It was like powdered snow.
Nice.
And I told those guys, I said, this is the soft, these are the softest wiener buns.
Wiener buns?
Yeah. They're just staring at me like I had a dick on my head. Yeah, so there's lots of strange fan and movie theories out there and lots of, you know, strange movie conspiracies. What a time, in all of the history of mankind, what a time to be alive for movies.
Sure.
And it's technology in general. We've been here for the birth of podcasting. We got the fucking Avengers. We got all kinds of cool stuff.
We do.
And there's a lot of good movies. The Marvels is coming out this year.
Yep.
I read today that there's the sequel to the Ghostbusters movie is coming out.
I saw that.
Did you watch the Afterlife one? The one with the... Mm-hmm. That was good.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Tugged at my heartstrings.
Yeah.
Good stuff. That's coming out later this year. You got the Black Little Mermaid, which is, you know, just going to upset everybody. I think it's fucking dope, man.
I love it.
Little Mermaid's bae. Let her, you know, fucking part of your world. I don't fucking care what color my Disney characters are.
I don't give a fuck. It's a cartoon.
As long as they keep Mickey's ass black, that's all I worry about. Don't fuck that up. Goddamn Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
God. A lot of people ask about it. We had an episode called Disney Darkness.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people asking about that here lately.
We got a nice letter from Disney on that one that said...
Yeah, got the old D&D letter.
Don't do that. Don't do it. So, maybe someday I'll dig it out of the archives and repost it just to see if we can get sued. Right there at the end.
Sure, might as well.
When we're fucking chugging on fumes and there's no money coming in. We got nothing to give them. Put it out there and see if they come get us.
Yeah.
Can't squeeze blood out of a turnip.
There you go.
That's what I call when they say the creditors call me and say, we need $20. I said, I ain't got it. Call somebody else. Can't squeeze blood out of a fucking turnip. One of the most popular movies that I saw on all of these lists reoccurring was the Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Very good replay value on Titanic.
Oh, man.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
It's withstood. It's a tale of love that has withstood all time. I love it.
Yeah, dude. My 14-year-old self spilled so much seed during that movie.
Kate Winslet was a... She was a knockout, buddy.
I think I wore out that part in the VHS.
Yeah. But then for everything I gave to Kate Winslet when I was a teenager, I got it all back the other night when I saw Madonna on the fucking Grammys.
Jesus Christ.
That cyborg-looking bitch. Some people are saying, Madonna, she's a goddess. Well, she's a fucking cryptoid also. She's uglier than shit. Like, who fucking manages these people to say, you go, girl. That looks good. Let's pump your forehead up, make it look like an inner tube and a fucking bike tire.
And then I love that she's, since everybody went ham on her, and then she says, pretty much saying it's like, it's sexism and ageism, like that everybody's saying, like, no, you look like a fucking sea creature.
Dude,
we're so conditioned to what, you know, normal face looks like. Like, just let yourself age.
Just be...
Botox is one thing, but
just
fuck.
Be 60.
Yeah.
We'll still like you. You're Madonna.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like...
Look at Dolly Parton, man. She's...
I know, grown...
And she's got a lot of stuff done in her face, but I mean, she still looks like a person.
She does. But I know Farrah Fawcett. I don't think she had much work done. She's passed away since, obviously, I think. Yeah, she's dead. Somebody else died the other day, and someone said, yeah, that guy's fucking dead. We fucked it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, shit, who was that? I don't remember who it was.
We're idiots, though.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, you could get work done and still look
decent. Be yourself. Love it. God, and, you know, our dads were still obsessed with Farrah Fawcett when she was old and didn't look like, and just like, who did I see the other day? Lita from WWE.
Yeah.
She's getting older, but... Boy,
She's got some. She still has some work done on her face, but she still looks like a person.
Still, I had a crush on her when I was 15.
Yeah, just don't make yourself look like a caricature.
Madonna, she must have ran out of money and went to some backwoods.
Yeah, Tijuana.
And I wish the best for her, man. Madonna, her music never did it for me, but I know she was.
She's an icon.
She's one of those people. She's bigger than music, and she's done so much for so many communities, which thank you, but God damn it, get that needle out of your cheek. Looks like a puffer fish.
Yeah, just looks goofy.
Couldn't even tell it was her.
Yeah.
But then that rap performance of all those rappers, did you watch that?
I didn't know.
At all, yeah. Every motherfucker that's ever put out a good rap song, they had do like 30 seconds, and it was dope, man. I really enjoyed it. Huh. I'm not ashamed to say I watched the Grammys, because yeah. My daughter is just crazy over Taylor Swift.
Sure.
And now I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Y'all have to go back and check that out then.
Check it out. Yeah, then just like Madonna's not doing very good with time, on the flip side, Titanic, it has withstood time. And a lot of people talk about the Jack and Rose on the door.
Yeah.
How she fucking fucked him.
Yeah, she did him dirty.
Let him die if she... Let's hop into some of these conspiracies, shall we?
Maybe because she knew that Jack at 50 was going to be dating 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. And this is what James Cameron, the director, this is what he had to say about two people, about there being enough room for Jack on the door. He said, had he lived, the ending of the film would have been meaningless. The film is about death and separation. He had to die. So whether it was that or whether a smokestack fell on him, Jesus fuck, he was going down. It's called art. Things happen for artistic reasons, not for physics reasons.
Make the fucking wood smaller. It's that simple.
And when I was doing the, you know, going through this stuff today, I kind of rewatched some of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
That last scene where he like fucking fades away down into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's them on the grand staircase after he's already died. Oh, yeah, dancing
it's awesome.
I said, God damn, that's fucking beautiful.
What's really cool about that scene also is that when he's standing at the top of the stairs, there's that big, like, pretty clock on the wall.
Big cock, dude. And Leo's got a big one.
The time on the clock is the actual time that the Titanic went down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a cool thing to know.
Cool little details.
Stupid fucking shit the Rob Dog knows.
There you go.
Powerful stuff. But you say you're a glutton for stupid pop knowledge and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. So yeah. That's right. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
I have never officially been on that staircase before.
Right.
But I've been to the one in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool experience, man.
That whole museum's cool as fuck.
It is really cool. But the iceberg broke the other, like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
About killed a bunch of people there. They got an actual iceberg in there.
Yeah.
And they got it, you know, up on the wall, and it broke.
No, man, that sucks.
It fell and about killed everybody.
They got that thing you can put your hand in.
That's like, scary.
Yeah.
Because you can't see.
No, you can put your hand in, and it's the temperature that the water was that night.
Makes you feel like you're going to get bit by a shark, too.
And it is fucking cold.
I laid in it just to prove my...
Put my balls in it.
Yeah, just to prove a point. So, you know, I certainly understand what he says there for the artistic reasons. And it did tell. It was a fictional tale.
Yeah.
So, you know. There's also a theory, I guess... As Redditor CloudSurfer 101 explains, this is a belief that the entire time, well, at the end, Jack, the entire ending of the movie, Jack was actually a ghost.
Okay.
Jack died just as the second piece of the boat sank and separated them. It was the ghost of Jack who found Rose so quickly along along with the piece of door that could fit her and only her. The theory also points to Jack's last words to Rose when he tells her she's, quote, going to make babies and die an old lady warm in your bed, not here, not this night. The ghost of Jack isn't just trying to keep her alive with these words of encouragement. The ghost of Jack can see into the future. And as the film reveals at the end, this all comes true for Rose. Another one I've seen a lot of theories on, a lot of fan theories, is that Jack is a fucking time traveler.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And this one, This one holds the most weight out of all of these. This one has also been around for a while, but it's hard to rewatch the film without picturing Jack truly flying through time once you consider all the evidence. Let's start with an easy clue. One of the first errors moviegoers noticed after watching Titanic in 1997 was Jack, his mention of Lake Wissota, a lake he had once fished in. The only problem? The man-made lake wasn't built until 1917, 5 years after the Titanic sunk.
Ba-ba-bum.
So the only way he could have fished in that lake and been on the Titanic at the same time while simultaneously dying during the wreck is if he were a fucking time traveler, dude. Look it up.
Sure.
Next up, you have that roller coaster Jack promises to take Rose on at Santa Monica Pier. Like that lake, the roller coaster wasn't built until much later after the accident of the Titanic.
Okay.
The theory also suggests that Jack gambled for a ticket on the Titanic because he simply didn't have any currency from 1912. Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
If you believe this theory, you also believe that Jack only boarded the Titanic to save Rose from jumping off the ship. If you need more evidence, just take a look at Jack's out of place, but very, very beautiful floppy hair in his rucksack, which apparently wasn't popular until the 1930s.
Hmm.
And you think back to that hair, man.
It was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Little half bowl.
Yeah.
Bangs in the face. Way before his time there.
Yeah.
The only way you get that haircut is if you're a goddamn time traveler.
So when very you guys, true.
So when you guys bust out the 6 VHS edition of Titanic... Where they had them bitches bread tied together, those fucking VHSs,
yeah.
Stack of them to watch that movie. Just think about it. Think about Jack possibly being a time traveler. And it's possible also they theorized that Jack wasn't real altogether, that it was just Rose kind of fucking suffering a psychotic episode on the Titanic and she made Jack up.
Hmm.
One of the newer Titanic theories to surface belongs to yet another Redditor who believes Jack is part of Rose's imagination. And she used the idea of him to distract herself from her otherwise miserable life as the future Mrs. Cal Hockley. The first time she, quote, meets Jack as she's hanging off the ship is actually Rose talking to her subconscious. What's more, in present day, Bill Paxton and his treasure hunter crew tell Rose there's no record of Jack at all, which they did tell her that.
Mm-hmm.
While it's easy to explain that with Jack's poker game victory, winning Sven's ticket, it's hard to ignore Rose's response, saying, he exists now only in my memory. Moving on to the door scene, it doesn't matter whether or not Jack could have fit on the wood panel. This theory believes Jack was never physically there to join Rose. Huh. Why would she let a fucking figment of her imagination climb up there on the door with her?
Yeah, well, makes sense to me. All of it does.
I think he's a time traveler.
Okay.
Easiest way to thwart all of the nasty comments about Titanic. Not that there's many nasty comments.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
The only thing I would change about that movie is the scene where she is naked.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather seen Leo naked instead of Kate Winslet. While
yeah,
she
cool.
was a bombshell,
yeah,
I would just like to see him lying there with his cock on his leg, his balls gently perched atop his thigh like bald eagle fucking eggs in a nest, yeah, on top of a fucking, you know, soaring tree.
Just sitting there all proud.
Yeah, and just have it laying there with his dick just hanging down.
Not a single wrinkle on the balls.
All hairy and nasty, because, you know, they didn't shave their genitals back then.
Right.
Them French girls definitely didn't.
No.
If he would have said, draw me like one of your French boys. You feel the same way about that?
You would rather it be Leonardo DiCaprio naked?
Would you rather have been me than Leonardo DiCaprio? I'll tell you, my mom about knocked my ass out during that movie. You know why? My mom did not. If she had known about the porn on the couch,
mm-hmm,
she would have evicted me. Okay. She would not have let me live in her house.
Yeah.
But when that, she took me to the movie theater, she said, you know what? I saw Titanic a few days ago with my friends. It is a really special movie. I'm going to take you to see. I said, let's go. Yeah, I was a young dude.
She's forgot about that scene.
She forgot about the tits. And when she went to cover my eyes, She about dropped the popcorn at the same time.
This is fucked up, dude.
Think about this. She went to cover my eyes, but she did it with such vim and vigor. She about knocked my ass out. She slapped me and like knocked my head backwards. And I thought she was mad at me. Like I knew there was, like she was slapping me because I knew there was tits in the movie. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, bitch, you're the one that watched this movie. I didn't see the fucking movie.
Like you're the one, it was your idea the whole time.
You dragged my ass here, beat me with a bucket of popcorn.
Well, it slapped your ass silly.
God damn. Good yeah. movie. And we walked out of there, I said, man, she had some nice tits, didn't she? I didn't say that. She would beat the fucking life out of me. That's fun. How about probably my favorite Disney movie, Aladdin.
Yeah.
It's the belief from some of these fan theories and conspiracy theorists that it was Aladdin takes place in a post-apocalyptic universe.
Hell yeah. That's cool.
Let me help you all make sense of that real quick.
Let's do it.
We know the genie, which is hands down one of the best animation performances by anyone ever in the history of animation.
Yeah.
That Robin Williams gave. You ain't ever had a friend like me. One of the all-time.
Iconic.
Yeah. We know that genie had been locked up in his lamp for 10,000 years.
Fuck that.
10,000 years and a lamp will give you such a creak in the neck. You remember it?
I do. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, so the genie has been locked in his lamp for 10,000 years due to him popping out and being all, you know, 10,000 years, you know, fucking all that shit. We also know he was out of his lamp during the 3rd century because he tells Aladdin that his fez and his vest are much too 3rd century. Okay. Doing the math, this would mean Aladdin is at the very least set in the 10,000s, if you break it all down. Fucking time travelers, too, at the very earliest. But other clues in the film point to the fact that it's actually set even farther into the future. Genie also conjures modern-day appliances like cars and lamps and does impressions of popular 1990s celebrities like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jack Nicholson, which means Genie was out of the bottle during this era. Add 10,000 years to that, and Aladdin suddenly takes place in the late 11,000s.
Hell yeah.
In a post-apocalyptic world.
Huh.
You buying that?
I don't think so.
Nope, me neither. You know, it's fact or cap is what I think the kids say.
Sure.
Is it fact or cap? Cap.
Yeah, definitely cap.
Definitely cap. Good movie, though. That's the first movie I remember that I ever remember going to the movie theaters to see. They were giving out these Apu like coffee like mugs,
mm-hmm.
and the tail, the handle of the coffee mug was Apu's tail.
Nice.
And we used that for a long time, man. Good movie, though.
I'm trying to think. I don't remember what my first movie that I actually went to see was.
That was the first one I remember.
I think it may have been the live action version of 101 Dalmatians.
Really?
With Glenn Close, yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
Your parents took you to the movies?
That's why that was the first one I could remember, because it was very, very rare that ever happened.
Growing up, a little north of us in Troy, Ohio, there's a little movie theater called The Mayflower,
mm-hmm.
and they would show new movies for really cheap.
Yeah.
And we would go to The Mayflower, and we'd see, you know, all the new movies. It was a cool little spot. You know, the theater floor was sticky with cum and shit and Pepsi, but, you know, you could watch a movie for a couple bucks. A new one, we watched Space Jam there.
Hell yeah.
The whole family went to see Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And that scene where Michael is there when he's a kid with his dad, and he's, I believe I can fly. And he's, you know, out there with that old worn out basketball.
Yeah.
I wanted a worn out basketball just because of that movie. But when we got in the parking lot, I tried to jump like I was going to dunk. And my older brother's like, you got like a fucking inch off the ground, fatty. I was so heartbroken.
Yeah, I remember I didn't get to see that in the actual movies, but I did buy it on VHS, and it came with like the silver coin.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I remember that.
And it was like in the wrapping. And yeah, that was pretty cool.
Everybody, get out! It's time to slam now. That was a good movie too.
Mm-hmm.
That new the new one with LeBron James.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm indifferent about LeBron.
Yeah,
but that was a heaping pile of Mastodon shit. Stinks. It's awful.
Yeah,
can't believe he lowered himself to make a fucking movie piece of shit like that.
You know, I just thought of it. I do actually remember. I don't know if this predates it, but I do remember seeing Ninja Turtles 2 in the theater.
Oh, okay.
So I think that might predate.
I love Ninja Turtles, man.
I was huge into Ninja Turtles.
They made my family made this big to do about taking me to see Ninja Turtles 3, the one where they're in Tokyo.
Yeah.
That was the fucking worst movie ever. Dude,
their suits were so bad in
that. Oh, yeah. The whole movie was bad.
Yeah, they're scary.
It's so sad. It's over with. It's done. Mm-hmm. Ninja Turtles are done. This is the end of everything because they suck so bad now.
Yeah, it was rough.
They can't even find a good fight in Tokyo or wherever they're at.
Right.
Japan. How about you tell them about this next one, dude? This is all Nemo. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Nemo here. So the theory is that Nemo's little ass doesn't even exist.
This is a sad one, bro.
Yeah, it is. So if you remember the film's opening scene, Marlin wakes up from the old Barracuda attack on his family.
Barracuda?
To find that there's only one egg left, and that's Nemo, who survived. But one theory suggests that the grieving father only imagined that the son survived, which means that Nemo actually isn't real, but is only a figment of Marlin's imagination conjured up to cope with the loss of all the family.
There's no way that Barracuda only left one egg behind.
Yeah, them hungry fucks.
He got them all.
Yeah. So following this theory, the entire movie is an allegory of a father's journey through five stages of grief, as many fans suggest. And the kicker, Nemo actually means nobody in Latin.
Deep, man.
Ooh.
To watch that entire movie and think that motherfucker's not even there. He's even got the goddamn turtles faked out.
That's true, yeah.
Hop on, little dude. Let's go.
I love seeing on TikTok the that turtle exhibit like that's at Disney World.
We went there. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty
the voice
funny.
Is spot on. And
yeah, I think they got a voice changer. It's just some fucking fat dude behind the screen, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool because he makes fun of the adults more than he messes with the kids.
Right.
Now, this is a movie that I have honestly never seen. Grease. I know all the songs, but I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
And don't have any intentions to see the movie. Right now, I'm working on Harry Potter audiobooks.
Hell yeah. Good call, man.
I'm in the middle of second one right now.
Hell yeah. Good.
I finished the first one. I remember reading the first one as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was good to... Audiobook, the guy that does it, he does such a good job. All the different voices.
There's two different people that, so it depends on who you could either have Stephen Fry's or you could have,
I did the Audible one. It's,
yeah, that's, God damn it. What's his name?
He's definitely English. He's so good.
I can't think of his name right now, but yeah, he's really good.
But I love reading books. I don't have time to read books, and the Bengals really let me down.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, on my one-hour commute to work, I listen to Bengals stuff, but now I've switched to audiobooks.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, man. That's usually what I do throughout my day.
Fucking get it done.
Yep.
And the audio, the Audible thing, and you know, Audible, if you're listening, we'd love to fucking, you know, sell some of your promos on the Brio podcast.
I can't count how many times I've listened to those audiobooks, the Harry Potter ones.
Good.
So many fucking times.
About Grease, Mel Gibson.
It was my turn. You want me to go again?
Sure, fuck it up, dude.
Fuck it, yeah. So the theory, Sandy dies at the beginning of the movie. Spoiler.
Tell me more, and I think I'm fucking dead.
The key to this theory is that both at the beginning and the end of the film, Grease opens with Sandy and Danny meeting at the beach and ends with a final shot of the couple driving up towards the skies in a flying car. Well, one dark fan theory posits that Sandy actually drowned at the beach. Remember when Danny sings, "I saved her life, she nearly drowned in summer nights." And the entire movie is just a fantasy sequence playing in Sandy's head as she dies, with the last scene in the car signifying Sandy being sent up to heaven. Talk about the lyric, "I've got chills, they're multiplying."
Have you ever seen Grease?
Yeah.
Go Grease. I've never seen it, dude.
Yep, I've seen it.
I've seen so many clips of it. Is it even a good movie?
No.
No.
It's just one of those movies. It's just like, it's, it was super popular when it came out, and it's kind of like a staple. I mean, I don't think it's good. It's just,
there's so many.
It's just one of those stupid movies that just happened to get big.
So many movies I've never seen.
Yeah, me too.
I need to start working through, and there's, this episode of the Brohio Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. I know when I'm feeling my best, I'm like a well-oiled machine. My brain's working, my body's working, I'm feeling good, I'm getting things done, I'm getting stuff accomplished, but sometimes life can get in the way. It can bog you down, it can bring you down, and I know it can be difficult to navigate some of life's situations. And when life gets crazy like that, you're not really showing up in a way that you want to. And working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you, just like I got to the best version of Nicolicious. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws at you. And you may feel like therapy's not for you. Maybe you're someone that hasn't experienced major trauma, but it helps with coping skills. It teaches you how to set boundaries, empowers you to be the best version of yourself, which is ultimately what I want for you and what you need and what you want for yourself. If that sounds like something that maybe appetizes you, wets your whistle a little bit, well, I've got something very special to tell you about. Our friends at BetterHelp can help you reach that perfect version of yourself. And some of the great things about BetterHelp, it's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime you'd like for no additional charge. And if you want to feel like you're living a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brohio today to save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
/ Brohio. This is what makes me sad about life, dude. There's not enough time to do everything I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I want to watch all these movies. I'm only one episode into this season of Yellowstone. I want to create podcasts. I want to meet people. I want to travel really badly.
Yeah.
Ain't got no money for that. When I was a kid, I would hear old people say, "We want to retire and travel." I'd be like, "You boring ass motherfuckers.
Right.
Why don't you like retire and burn couches in the backyard or something?" But now as I'm getting older, I just think, God, it'd be so cool to travel, man. Just see the world. Go to Ireland, go to fucking Baghdad.
Fuck yeah.
Watch all the rats swimming in the poop water on the sidewalk and stuff.
You got a fucking North Korea. Fuck it. The world is my oyster.
I saw Kim Jong-un's porky ass yesterday. They fucking Fox News thought his ass was dead. Then I saw him. What? Saw his portly ass come out during the military parade. And he's, yeah, dude, he's pissed off.
Why do they think he was dead?
Because he's fucking fat. He smokes a lot. If he's not on camera for like over a month, all the major media outlets in America, they say, They think he's dead.
Okay.
His health is bad because he's fat. He's got fucking fat ass hands, like gummy. His hands look like a gummy bear. Someone stuck an air hose in its ass. He's just got these fat, chunky hands. I know he's got a tiny ass dick,
dude. Oh, fuck yeah, he does.
He likes Dennis Rodman a lot, though.
They love each other, yeah.
So there's probably a good chance that he's listening to us right now.
Yeah.
We were on a Korean FM radio station when we first started
the
podcast.
I don't fucking know how that happened. It's fucking South Korean radio show.
It was our biggest one, too.
Yeah, it was weird, man.
We got an email that said, how would you guys like to come on our show and talk about fucking scary stuff? Like, what the fuck ever, dude?
So I heard a funny story about the whole Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman thing.
Okay.
Where, like, I guess they were like, you know, that's like, that's current to them, you know what I mean? Like, the fucking, the Bulls. So,
he thinks the Bulls just won a championship.
Not current, but I mean, it's like relevant
still. Yeah, they're rocking out to the Black Album right now with Metallica.
But like, I guess like he originally reached out to Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan was like, nah. And then he reached out to Scottie Pippen, and Scottie Pippen's like, nah. And then he reached out to Dennis Rodman, and he's like, fuck yeah, let's
hell
go.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'm going to North Korea.
It's a wild dude.
So Jordan and Pippen passed up the offer, and Rodman's like, fuck it. You know, if you were to think about anybody in the NBA at that time that would have, it would have been Dennis Rodman, you know what I mean? So
almost
it makes sense.
He kept on going down the line, almost got Ron Harper and Tony Kukoc's fucking ass.
Patrick Ewing.
I'm a Steve Kerr.
Just take all the good players from those days.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
How about The Dark Knight? One of my all-time favorite movies, dude.
Fucking love that movie.
This is something I never really looked into before, but the theory is the Joker is actually an Iraq war veteran.
Oh, huh.
Many Batman fans have speculated about the Joker's origin story, but no theory has been as compelling as the one that suggests that the villain was a former soldier in the Iraq war who is suffering from PTSD. This not only explains his facial scarring and his extensive knowledge of explosives and firearms, but also suggests a deeper insight into his madness and tortured psyche. In one scene, for example, the Joker mentions rather bitterly in one scene that no one would bat an eye if a truckload of soldiers got blown up. Could it be that his disgust stems from his status as a disgruntled and mentally unbalanced war veteran?
Eh.
I buy that.
I don't like that one.
That's a.
I guess if you're specifically talking about if the Joker's first appearance ever was in that, then possibly. But, I mean, the character of the Joker's been around for fucking forever.
What'd you think of the Joaquin Phoenix one?
I liked it.
I thought it was fucking wild, man.
I liked it. It was really cool.
He did a fucking good job, man.
Yeah, yeah. That movie was really good.
He's such a good actor.
The whole fucking ending of the movie was insane.
It was. It was completely. And I'm on bated breath waiting for what's going to happen next. Because there's going to be a next.
For sure.
There's going to be a next. And I can't wait.
The whole talk show scene was really fucking good.
It was.
Really fucking good.
And then the end of the new Batman one with. What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. The end of that movie. You're just like, oh, God, what's fucking next? That movie was a little bit slow, but it was good too.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
It was dark and noir.
It was super.
And it was just the music. Crime noir. It was like, I know that song by Nirvana has been around forever, but it was like that song was made for that fucking movie, man.
It had a lot of the characteristics of like the really old comic books. Because, I mean, that's what it was. It was, you know, the old gritty detective comic book. I mean, it had that really dark feel to it, and I liked it a lot.
It's really good. I didn't give it much room, but I do remember one of my babysitters, I was watching this on, because this movie used to come on TBS and shit all the time,
mm-hmm.
Teen Wolf, and I would always watch it. And I remember one time she's like, have you seen the part of the movie where the guy pulls his wiener out?
I don't know what the fuck Teen Wolf is.
It had Michael J. Fox in it, and he was a...
No. Did that just come out on Netflix, or is there a series that
came... Yeah, there's a series or something.
Okay. I saw something on it, but I have no fucking idea what it is.
Teen Wolf, Michael Fox. That was from back in the 80s.
Okay.
Where he plays a... He's a fucking wolf.
No, dude. I've never... That's fucking dope, though. That's what my legs look like. The fucking hairy than things are.
Dude, he was a...
Dude, if I didn't shave, that's what my body would look like. Dude, I fucking swear.
It's a really good movie, man.
Yeah.
He's a badass basketball player.
Hell yeah.
But there's a scene...
That's definitely not what I would have assumed it would have been about.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I can see... It's so funny. I always think about, like, if my grandpa, if I could have him for a day... You know, I never met my grandpa. But if I could have him for a day, he'd be like, you're a goddamn fruitcake if he met me. And think of
yeah.
But to show him the world and be like, all right, this is what you got. Cell phones and battery-powered cars and... You know, we got smart faucets and we can turn the lights off with our voice.
Mm-hmm.
But showing you Teen Wolf for the first time is how I feel like you would be like, if dude, I got to show my grandpa.
It's fucking cool, man. I was expecting something like Twilight-y. But no, it's a fucking wolf playing basketball.
Dude, in high school, man.
It's like one of those things that like, a fucking idiot would say for a movie, like, let's make a movie about a wolf who plays basketball. Like, it's like my kid would make something up like that. Like, you know what I mean?
No, what I'm saying, the theory is there's a scene in this movie where he's playing basketball and they pan up the stands.
Okay.
And there's this guy up in the stands and he pulls a sausage out and it made it into the movie.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. That's sweet. Get a look at the wiener.
Teen Wolf penis. I don't know if it's going to come back, but... Yeah, there's. They say it's. I mean, it's a little more.
Okay.
It's a little more. It looks like he's pulling it out in the.
Yeah,
actual,
yeah.
But yeah, this is the. That's a woman.
She think, pulled her dick out.
I think it might have actually been a woman. That's how it gets debunked. But they say.
Oh yeah, it does look like a woman.
That's her fucking panties. That's her nasty ass panties.
That's her bush.
With a yellow fucking cream stain in the front of it.
That's her Teen Wolf hanging out.
Yeah, this is the part where they say like. Yeah, they're pulling the dick out.
Gotcha, gotcha.
One of those.
Okay.
My babysitter, she said, you see the part where he pulls his wiener out? And I said, you about to watch the part where I pull my fucking wiener out if you hang around long enough.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Another one of my favorite movies growing up, Trippy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done the thing where you watch The Wizard of Oz to the Led Zeppelin yep. album? Pink Floyd.
Yep.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Dad rock. That's good stuff.
Old boomer rock, yep.
I remember we went just on a whim one day. We went to the planetarium
yeah.
at
Boonshoft.
The Boonshoft. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a showing of this.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd. And I said, let's go in.
It's really cool.
There was about 80 grown men
oh, yeah.
in black Pink Floyd shirts. And it smelled like skunk.
Oh, they were fucking hired and dog shit, man.
Hiring giraffe pussy, buddy.
Yep.
But it was good, man. It was powerful. I wish I could take some psychotropic drugs and watch something like that.
It's cool.
Yeah, I think they do work out perfectly. Let's talk about some of the conspiracy theories for some of the fan theories about The Wizard of Oz. There's no denying that about 45 minutes into the film, there appears to be someone hanging in the distance as Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man head off down the yellow brick road. It's one of those things that once you spot it, you can never not see it again. You know what scene I'm talking about?
Yeah. Wasn't it a midget?
But that's what I thought. It was a midget.
A little person?
They say that...
Sorry, I didn't mean to say them word.
Well, you can say midget on this show. You and I... Sure. I think you're CEO and I'm CFO. You can say midget on this
that's
show.
That's true.
Well, just fucking, if you do have any problems with the same midget, send an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Yeah,
we'll have HR look into it.
We will. But then also, our inbox for our email has been lit this week.
Oh, man.
All kinds of fun stuff from
really?
People sending stories of stories shitting themselves.
Hell yeah.
People sticking pickles in their asses.
Really?
Yeah, stories, you know. Like
hell yeah. Send me that pickle, please.
All right. Yeah. We love P.O. pickles. P.O. Box. The Brohio Podcast, P.O. Box 672, Vandalia, Ohio, 45377. You can find us there. God, we're going to fucking enjoy that pickle.
I can't wait.
Not that we've ever had a pickle that we didn't enjoy.
Exactly.
I'm on it. Ride it. Jump on it. All right. But was it really a cast member who died by suicide? According to this article, thankfully, no. Screen Rant dug into this rumor and explained that the image in the distance was actually the silhouette of a large bird like an emu or crane. The production, it turns out, had borrowed a bunch of birds from the LA Zoo. This doesn't sound like they're trying to cover anything up.
You can just borrow fucking birds from a zoo?
If this is the case, I'm borrowing a fucking tiger or a liger tomorrow or something. And they let the birds roam around the indoor set to make it look more authentically and outdoorsy.
Huh. Okay.
I don't buy it because, you know, I heard there's a couple different versions of that.
Mm-hmm.
Going around, and it seems like maybe the
sounds like damage control to me.
The bird got added in afterwards.
Yeah.
The bird man was actually a 150-pound swinging midget.
It's a big midget.
I don't think so.
I thought they weigh like 80-90 pounds.
No, they're stout, thick boned. That's the thing. When I tell people, like, how much you weigh? I'm like 480 pounds. They're like, no way you weigh 480. I say, yeah, I'm thick boned. It's the same with those fucking midgets, man. They're stout. Yeah. It's like a cinder block. Does a cinder block look big enough to be like, it could blow your fucking back out?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same with a midget.
Yeah.
A lot of ass packed in that skin.
We were watching...
Bridget the Midget? She's cool.
Hell yeah. We were watching The Hobbit. Two nights ago, and I was trying to explain the difference between my wife between the size difference between hobbits and dwarfs. it's the very first scene where they all go into Bilbo's house, and I'm like, just wait for Gandalf to get there. You'll see, Gandalf is a normal size human. Like,
he's huge.
He's a wizard, but you'll see how much smaller they are. She's like, wait, he's smaller than the dwarfs. Like, yes, hobbits are small. Like,
they're little.
Dwarves are a little bit bigger.
They live in the Shire, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people in the Shire listen to this show. I've talked to them before. Hairy ass feet. Remember Danny, who used to go to school with him. He was a grade behind us. He had hairy ass feet. And everyone would call him a hobbit. And I never had seen the movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, Danny, dude, I don't know what a hobbit is, but you got some hairy ass fucking dogs. Fuck you. What the fuck that was. How about the Cats movie?
I don't know fuck all about this play, about this movie.
I know that the movie was bad. Yeah,
I know that it got destroyed critically.
So the filmmakers of 2019's Cats originally intended to make the cats look as lifelike as possible, going so far as to give them realistic CGI cat buttholes.
I mean, we all knew James Corden was a fat pussy, so we didn't need him. we didn't need to see him in a movie as one.
He was a fat pussy.
Yeah, wasn't that weird that they gave him all assholes? Like, what was the point of giving them little pink buttholes? James Corden's would have been brown for sure.
Hear me out for a second.
Okay.
Oh, God. Cat's got good-looking tater rings on him, you know what I mean?
The old turd cutters.
Oh, my God. That meow mix has to come out somewhere. But they later scrapped the idea and edited them all out. As you've seen above, urban legends easily caught fire in a pre-internet world because of the lack of information out there. But urban legends have also spread far and wide because of the internet. A good example of an internet era urban legend is the butthole cut of Cats.
Ow. That hurts.
Dude, I have this like fucking reoccurring nightmare.
Oh. Please say that your butthole gets cut.
It's not my butthole.
Oh, damn.
All right, dude.
Put an extra ring in your ring there.
I don't know why this pop. It's like, I mean, does this make me a masochist or something? I don't know. I have like this vision of someone taking a piece of paper and sliding it down on the opening of my penis.
Oh, dude, no, that's a nightmare.
And dragging the paper across the slit of my penis.
I have paper cut dreams every now and then, but not on my dick.
Paper cut my dick hole.
Ooh.
The corners. You know those corners would tear easy on a dick, on a dick hole. Isn't that bad?
That is bad.
I wake up screaming.
Yeah.
That's the only... I had that kind of nightmare one time, and I woke up and I gave my life to the Lord. I professed my love for Christ and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've since repented back to darkness, and I do believe in the power of Satan.
Yeah.
And I do believe in I don't fucking believe in anything really, but
I've never had the paper cut dream, but I have had a dream where like I can open up the tip of my wiener like a mama bird. Like, I don't know what the point of it is. I don't know if whether I'm sleeping and I'm just like ripping my dick hole out.
You fucking yodeling in there, yelling. What are you doing?
It's like, yeah, the pinching the end of a balloon.
Hey, is anybody in there? You open up your dick and clowns start climbing out of it like a fucking clown car.
Pull out the long handkerchief.
Saw a guy on TikTok today pull a bird out of his chest pocket. That was pretty wild.
Sweet.
Who just keeps a fucking bird? It's not, you know. It's one thing to be a magician,
because
I always like learning magic tricks.
Oh, yeah,
tricks.
Yeah. So cool.
But who just keeps a fucking bird on him, you know?
Right.
Them things squawk and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a dove or a pigeon. Those things are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the story? It turns out that the digital effects team working on the movie was greatly overworked and under a lot of pressure. Just like my butthole. At one point, a source who worked on the film's visual effects told the Daily Beast, quote, "We were looking at the playbacks. We were like, what the hell? You guys see that? We paused it. We went to call our supervisors and we're like, there's a fucking asshole in there. There's buttholes. It wasn't prominent, but you saw it. The unrealistic cat backsides, it turns out, were unintentional and only ended up there because the animators were trying to make the cats look as if they had skin that folds as cat skin can. In the end, someone was hired to undo the mess."
Oh, man.
Now, for a second here, just for the sake of our YouTube viewers, I'm going to pause the podcast. And I'm going to show you a video where they all have buttholes.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I think I did a long time ago, but I'm ready to see some cat assholes.
If you guys want to hop on this, just hop on the YouTube stream and check it out. But we're going to stop here and save, and okay, we'll be right back with you.
Oh, no, the wig.
All right, we're back. We got to show cat buttholes on the YouTube stream.
This is what you guys are missing on the YouTube stream.
We'll have to cut that up and put it up on some of our socials,
though. Yeah, let's do that.
Kids will love that.
Oh, yeah. Buttholes are all the rage these days.
This is one of your all-time favorite shows. So
my favorite show, for sure.
This is a show, not a movie, but I'll let you take this next one.
Yeah, this one's about The Office, and it's actually about my favorite character on The Office.
He's a fucking idiot.
I fucking love him. Okay, so the theory is Kevin Malone is not... Kevin Malone, if not, is... Wait, what?
If not actually a genius, is okay, certainly much smarter than he lets
okay,
on.
There we go. Okay. Clearly, he is lazy and gluttonous and blah, blah, blah. But after the merger with the Stanford branch, it is revealed that Martin has served time. Kevin realizes that he needs to give plausible deniability to any sort of financial malfeasance that the accountants have been doing, and flanderize himself in front of the camera. Yeah, he says, I remember the scene specifically, he says, oh yeah, here we go. Occasionally he slips up and reveals himself to be something of a math genius and has to backtrack and play it off as some kind of food-based idiot savant. Yeah, so he said something about in one of the episodes, they're going to a pie stand, and it's actually the episode, I think it's the episode that Bryan Cranston directed. They take a trip because they have to get out of the office. They get a bus and they go to a pie stand, and Kevin is, who's an accountant, is awful at it, but he can't count until they say, till they use it in terms of pies. So if you have 53 pies and it's and he's like, boom.
He knows the answer.
And then they're like, and he said, they say something stupid like, what if he did that with broccoli? And he's like, the numbers don't add up. Like something stupid like that. But yeah, it's how he was able to afford ownership of the bar at the end of the series. I'm sure he made just a bit cashing in all those free drinks, but actually enough to buy a bar? I don't believe it.
From the theories from the 6-foot dwarf on Reddit.
Yeah. There's also one really good scene where BJ Novak, he gets arrested for fraud. Uh-oh. And Kevin's talking and he's like, he's explaining exactly what he exactly why Ryan got arrested, and Kevin sounds says something like, I think that's the scene, he's like, that sounds a lot like what I do here.
I don't. I've not devoted a lot of time to The Office, but every time I watch it, I
fucking love it.
Oh my god, this is incredible.
There's some episodes that are possibly the fucking best television that's ever.
Oh yeah,
that's ever been on. Like yeah, as far as comedy wise, yeah. There's certain episodes that are just fucking killer.
The next theory comes by way of Malcolm in the Middle and Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Speaking of Bryan Cranston, that's a good little segue.
Yeah, it's always funny to compare Bryan Cranston's dopey dad Hal on Malcolm in the Middle and his no smiles Breaking Bad drug kingpin Walter White. But a very interesting fan theory seems to think there are more similarities between the two shows than just Cranston. The theory suggests that Malcolm, from Malcolm in the Middle, grew up to be Walter White.
Yeah.
Malcolm was very intelligent and had a knack for chemistry, but was also stubborn and manipulative, which are shared qualities with Walter. Plus, he would probably grow up to look like his father. Additionally, Malcolm's surname is never spoken in the show, and we see that he has a special relationship with his grandfather on his dad's side, who was named Walter.
They also said there was also the theory that Malcolm in the Middle was pre-Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's... You
could, for sure.
Yeah.
And then also, I've seen the one where they talk about The Walking Dead is the... Like,
oh, yeah.
What happened after Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I've never looked into that theory.
No.
But I do know if you drive past the Breaking Bad house where Walter White lived.
That fucking woman is miserable.
Bitch has smoke for you, okay? You want hands.
I love it.
You want racist, I guess, slurs hurled at you. I saw a TikTok the other day. A dude was driving by it with his old ass dad.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 80.
Yeah.
And she's like, take your fucking dad back to the nursing home so I can fucking die. You're like, dude, she's mad.
Dude, she's evil, man.
Why live there anymore? I mean, you could literally sell that house. They filmed the fucking show inside of it. Sell the house for $2 million and move on with your life.
Yeah.
Turn it into a museum. Someone will buy that bitch and turn it into a museum and let you walk through it for $25, $50 a pop. Take, let you go in the cellar where he cut the hole in the floor for 50 more and take a picture, sell it for $2-3 million and move on with your life.
I mean, it's arguably one of the like best TV shows ever made. I mean,
it's the best TV show I've ever watched.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's the best ever because there's a lot of shows I haven't watched, but it's the best show I've ever watched.
Right. So, I mean, you kind of have to expect that, you know what I mean?
And then also The Last of Us right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ almighty. Jesus fuck, man.
I haven't watched it yet, but I need to.
Dude, you are...
it's definitely high up on my list.
It is such a fast watch. Yeah. Right now, there's only 4 episodes, I think. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4. And they're, you know, an hour each. And just from the second they start till the second they're over, you're just like, what the hell just happened, man? Yeah. You're blown away as in, what's it, Pablo or Pedro Pascal or whatever his name is.
I heard it's pretty spot on to the game, too.
I've never played the game. I played, maybe 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I've downloaded it 15 times and started it and didn't finish
I know
it.
The game looked beautiful.
Yeah. Like,
aesthetically.
There's that first episode, I cried a little bit, man. It just, it's a powerful TV. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take this next one.
No, that's fine. I'll take the one following that. Yeah, that works for me.
This is my favorite movie, as is the one after that, I believe, is your
it's
favorite
mine, yep,
movie.
Exactly.
Forrest Gump. All right, this is a really sad conspiracy theory or fan theory here. The theory that Forrest Gump's son is not really his is a real possibility. We all know that Forrest's on-again, off-again love interest, Jenny, never treated him that well to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
She was problematic in a lot of ways. She was doing fucking heroin. She was out there living, getting AIDS
getting
and shit.
AIDS, yeah.
That baffles me that she got AIDS and she still fucked Forrest.
That's a crime.
It is a crime.
That's a crime.
So I'm glad she died a miserable, slow fucking death.
Yeah.
From trying to give my dude Forrest AIDS.
She did Forrest dirty, man. Literally.
Man, I read the other day that they tried to do a sequel to Forrest Gump.
Oh, God.
And they laid out all the scenarios of what they were going to do in that movie, how he was like, you know, part of the all these different 80s and 90s going, all the stuff that happened then. And then I was like, oh my God, I was fucking love this shit. And it never played out. So, yeah, she was problematic in a lot of ways, always using Forrest and when it was in her best interest and leaving as soon as she got what she wanted. While there's no real proof that the baby wasn't his, it makes sense that Jenny would run to Forrest right when she realized she was pregnant and had to clean up her act. Jenny was flighty, carefree, and sexually liberated, and we also know she had a couple male partners before Forrest. But Forrest was always her go-to safe place, and whether she sleeps with him out of love or just so he'll think the child is his, it's never clear.
Oof.
The beauty of Forrest Gump is, this never occurs to him, loving Jenny was a constant for Forrest. And we think that even if he somehow knew the child wasn't his, he would love and take care of him all the same. The theory is definitely possible. It just completely sucks to think about, which, yeah, it does. He said, is that's what I said when my daughters were born. I said, are they like me? Is he like me? And I think that movie, man, that movie means so much to me on mm-hmm. so many different levels. Just, I felt like when I watched that movie as a kid, I felt like I was watching my first grown-up movie.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I was a kid. I was a young kid when that came out. That was my first grown-up. It was a cartoon. It wasn't some fucking fat kids on a soccer team.
Right.
It was a real life. And I learned about so much history.
Yeah.
Maybe not accurately portrayed the way it occurred, but I learned a lot about history. And whenever I went into middle school, I knew way more about Watergate than all the other kids did.
Hell yeah, man.
For real. Yeah, that's... If anybody ever asks or want to know, they ever do a biography or you ever come, you know, read something at my funeral, two things I want you to say, dude. He could eat his fucking body weight and chocolate pudding in one sitting, okay?
Sweet.
And I want everybody to know that I love Forrest Gump. That movie meant a lot to me.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
So then from your favorite, we go to my favorite. This is a theory about Fight Club here.
You ever heard this theory?
We don't talk about Fight Club, so I don't know.
Fucking stupid.
I'm sure it is. So this theory starts out obvious, but it gets dark pretty quickly. The obvious part is that Jack, like Calvin, has created an imaginary friend / alter ego. These imaginary friends have a lot of similarities. They both start out as decent companions, but we see that they become destructive as well.
This is the cart, like they're comparing it to the comic about the kid and the big cat. Was it Jack? What's that comic called? Is it Jack and Calvin? Let me look this up real quick. No. The comic, the cat and the kid. What the fuck?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, though.
It's not called Cat and Kid.
No.
Tiger Kid Comic.
There it is.
There they are. Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay, there you go.
Is it Hobbes or Hobbes or Hobo? Hope? Homo? I don't know. About the kid and the big tiger.
Okay. It literally says right here. Oh. And sorry. If we just would have kept fucking reading. But as we see, they become destructive as well. Calvin often blames Hobbes for troublesome behaviors, as does Jack with Tyler Durden. The darker part comes in if we consider that Calvin is actually a young Jack. At some point, Calvin must grow up and let go of the notion that his tiger is a living entity, and this was probably a pretty traumatizing experience that he likely repressed. Fast forward to adulthood, and we have Tyler Durden coming back from the depths of Jack's mind. Notice Tyler has a huge distrust and contempt for authority, always telling Jack that he needs to set himself free of societal constraints. There we go. Sorry, I don't read well.
No, I don't read at all.
doesn't this sound like... It's one of those words that I can say, but if I was to read, I don't think I've ever read that word before.
Yeah, that's why I do the audiobooks, dude.
There you go, exactly. There's another plug for audiobooks.
I can't even do the Harry Potter words.
doesn't this sound like something a neglected imaginary tiger would also say? Bitter that society's expectations are the reason Calvin had to give him up after Calvin was always so intent on refusing to let the world or his parents control him. It's depressing, it's brutal, but that actually makes a lot of sense. No, it fucking doesn't. That theory is bullshit.
You don't buy it.
I don't fucking buy it.
I don't remember what I've seen Fight Club, but I don't remember watching it. I don't.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Is the one guy fake? Is he just a figment of his imagination?
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
That's your favorite movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that, and I want to rewatch Boondock Saints. I don't remember watching that one. I watched that
That's good. Yeah. I rewatched Reservoir Dogs not too long ago. And fucking good. Love that movie.
Yeah. Good one also.
Yeah. Inglourious Bastards is high up there for me too.
Never seen it.
So fucking good.
You watch it.
So fucking good.
How about The Shining? I had everyone watch The Shining at my fifth grade birthday party. Everyone said, what the fuck is wrong with
Hell
you?
Yeah.
Everyone went to bed. They were hiding and shit. All right. So for this fan theory, we have to consider seriously for a moment that the moon landing was faked all those years ago, which, yeah, it was. We've talked about that in the podcast. Definitely fake. While it's definitely not an accepted theory by most, it has a huge following of people who believe it to this day. Proponents of this theory believe that Kubrick, who was so tormented by guilt over faking the first moon landing that he actually put subtle images in The Shining as a sort of apology letter to the people. The Apollo 11 sweater on top of a launch pad design is one of the most referenced examples, as well as the deadly winter setting in, which is supposed to represent the Cold War. The haunted room being the faked NASA film set, the hotel room number being changed to 237. In the book, it was 217 because the moon is 237,000 miles from Earth, and the singular children being changed to twins for the film to represent NASA's Gemini program. We're right there with you. It's a hard pill to swallow, but keen-eyed movie buffs sure have it pointed out a lot of convincing details that make us really, really wonder.
I mean, let's also say that twins are fucking creepy.
I'll kill them. If I ever encounter a pack of twins, I don't know what, you know, if you happen upon a, whatever, a set or brood, I don't know what you call them, but
yeah,
if,
a murder.
If I come upon a gaggle of twins, I will start attacking them because I know they're not natural.
Let's beat the shit out of my brother's twins.
Dude, those kids,
they're so funny because, like, funny, yeah, they just come up to you and they'll just fucking stare at you.
They're robots. Yeah. They're like androids.
Like, they still do that to me. Like, they'll walk in our house and they'll just stop at our door and just fucking stare at us. They both will.
I do this thing when I'm around them. I'm between your house and the birthday parties. I'll see one of them and be like, what the freaking heck? And they're like, what? I'm like, there was someone in here just a second ago that looks just like you. And they just roll their eyes and walk away from me. They're like, this motherfucker, this fat piece of shit. But they still, one of them kind of smiles, but the other one gives me the stare of death.
Yeah, that's what they do, man. God, they make you feel like a piece of shit.
I'll beat the shit. If they ever talk sideways to me, I'll fuck their dad up. I'll take it out on him. I will take it all out on him. Yeah, that's our movie conspiracies episode. We had a busy week. I wish I think that I really feel like a 9/11 episode is coming. I feel it.
I'm down.
I feel it brewing.
I love it.
But we got to get on the same page as that because I don't think it was an inside job.
Okay.
You do.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Okay.
So we got some big stuff on the horizon. We're so thankful after all these years. 6 years it'll be. Couple months. You guys are still here with us. We love you guys.
Been fun.
You mean so much to us. Been fun. Hop onto that YouTube stream and watch that. That's a lot of fun. That's where the fun's at.
That's, yeah.
You can see us turning red because of our blood pressure. Because of our high blood pressure.
I like these kind of episodes anyways. These are fun ones.
You're going to be, oh, you're Lord. Hey, when they're walking up the staircase, look at the clock. That motherfucker's the same as when the goddamn boat went down. Tell me all kinds of wild shit, dude. I love it.
These are just fun because we can just kind of talk shit. I like it.
We're shit talkers deluxe.
Yeah.
If you've ever had one.
We can step up the shit.
March, Mandalorian season 3 comes out.
Oh, shit.
You still haven't watched 1 and 2, have you?
Nope.
Powerful television, buddy.
I need to get to it, man.
I'm going to say it for the 1,000,000th time. The ending of season 2 is the single most satisfying episode of television I've ever watched in my life.
All right.
Just fucking come, dude. That's the hardest I've ever come without touching myself. Fucking blowing loads everywhere.
I'm watching it just for that.
Hot cum.
Just for the hot cum. Hot bubbly cum.
So fucking hot. If you have ever tasted hot cum, send us an email. brohiopodcast@gmail.com. If you can make us a particularly sweet batch of cum. I stopped at the gas station. You know, those Everfresh, Evervine, or Ever, those juices, those juices in a glass bottle.
No.
They got a bunch of different flavors.
Okay.
Very fine, or I don't remember. But they had you normally get the orange juice or the fruit punch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pineapple juice one right there.
Ooh,
in the front.
Hell yeah.
And I grabbed it and I chugged it. And she was making a cheese tortellini when I got home. And I got in her ear and I said, drink a jar of pineapple juice on the way home.
Just for you, baby.
Didn't get me much, but at least she knows I'm doing stuff to support her and not only me.
I feel it. I'd have been happy.
Swing and a miss. Maybe we'll hit a home run tonight, you know? Pin her down with that sore neck.
There you go.
Give her some of my long neck.
Give her some of that hot and bubbly.
Actually, it looks more like a turtleneck than it does a long neck, but leather neck, we'll call it that.
Your old leather neck.
My nickname for my dick.
Some leather neck. And
old leather neck. He's got the scars that tell the tale.
Oh, God.
Many podcasters have come before us, but none of them have ever done it like us. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Tell them the good news, Rob. The
good news is,
I love you.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.